It's a $500 billion itch at the Pentagon that Defense Secretary Robert Gates talked about at a news briefing yesterday.
We must rebalance this department's programs in order to institutionalize and finance our capabilities to fight the wars we are in today and the scenarios we are most likely to face in the years ahead, while at the same time providing a hedge against other risks and contingencies.
It looks like Robert Gates, who is currently the head of the Pentagon right now, is going to be fighting and doing the hard bargaining on the Obama defense budget, which again is $500 billion or more. But the defense secretary outlined in an unusual briefing yesterday a number of cuts in procurement programs and a number of increases in Pentagon personnel programs. Here he is again.
We must reform how and what we buy, meaning a fundamental overhaul of our approach to procurement, acquisition, and contracting.
Later on in the program, the numbers and the politics of a Pentagon build-down in a 21st century Obama administration. But now we go to the president, who is in Istanbul, Turkey. We're joined by Mithat Berekat, who's a former anchor and correspondent for CNN Turkey, an offshoot of CNN. He now is working for Pusula TV, which is a private television network. Pusula, by the way, means compass in Turkish. Mithat, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
So Istanbul, the city of all kinds of history, there at the bridge between Europe and Asia, Barack Obama is meeting with students and meeting with people of all kinds in the community there in Turkey. Describe the feeling on the street of the presence of Barack Obama and Michelle Obama there in that city.
I can easily say that to start with. I mean, the President of the United States of America, for the first time, I can say that he conquered the hearts and souls of the Turkish people, ordinary people. At the moment, he's just finishing his talk with one-on-one talk with the Turkish university students, and then he'll be leaving afterwards. But I think in his 2 days visit, first in the capital Ankara, then in Istanbul, he really, in a way, conquered all the hearts. And he said everything that's usual. I mean, it was like sort of like the first time that I can see the Turkish people are really very fond of the U.S. president. I think he changed the image of America in Turkey totally.
Now, were these hearts hard to change? Was it an uphill battle for him? Or were people really hoping to fall in love at first sight here?
I think that was really hard because of the Bush administration's policies towards Iraq, especially. This is just nearby Turkey. I think there was a rising anti-Americanism feelings in the society. But it's so interesting that the Turkish public, I was in the streets yesterday and today as well, talking to Turks, ordinary Turks, I saw that they didn't see the Barack Obama as the U.S. president, as an American. They saw him someone from them, someone from the Islamic world, someone different. Actually, one anecdote I think is very interesting. I was interviewing a middle-aged lady. I asked how she found the U.S. president. She started by saying, "Our President Obama." I mean, she said like that in Turkish, "Our President Obama." I think this was a slip of the tongue, but this slip of the tongue shows that how sympathetic the Turkish people, how sort of warm the Turks found the new U.S. president. Actually, he's been the fifth president visiting Turkey, Turkish Republic in history, but I think he's the one that really conquered all the hearts. And his visit to Blue Mosque, I mean, that was a big hit. For the first time, a U.S. president was in the Blue Mosque. That's the biggest mosque in Istanbul, in Turkey, and it's been still being used as a mosque. And being there, showing respect to Islam, showing respect to Turkish people, and talking to every sort of person in the street or in the politics, I think this really changed the whole image of America in Turkey.
Well, Mithat Berekat, a former anchor and correspondent for CNN Turk, an offshoot of CNN, he now works for Pusula, which is the Compass Network in Turkey. We should remind people that Obama in Turkey is a departure for traditional president's overtures to the Middle East region. Normally, the situation is go to Saudi Arabia, go to Israel, and then everyone else after that. Dealing with Turks on the street who are calling him openly their president is certainly, at least potentially, a departure for the U.S. administration. Here's Barack Obama speaking in Turkey.
The world will be what you make of it. You can choose to build new bridges instead of building new walls. You can choose to put aside long-standing divisions in pursuit of lasting peace. You can choose to advance a prosperity that is shared by all people and not just the wealthy few. And I want you to know that in these endeavors, you will find a partner and a supporter and a friend in the United States of America.
Barack Obama speaking in Turkey. Of course, the number one issue there is Turkey's membership in the European Union, which Barack Obama says he supports. Controversy in the EU about that.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.